Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting second. The second baseman, Otis Brannan. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maines. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting fifth. The catcher, Wally Shang. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam Gray. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Sam Gray. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Johnny Noon. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting eighth. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Josh Billings. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Josh Billings. And now, play ball. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a pop-up towards the mound. Billings settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray can't make a play. That's a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Noon moves to second. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rice for the out. Noon moves to third. Gehringer moves to second. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Noon scores. Gehringer moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill takes first base on ball four. Heilman moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult takes first base on ball 4. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is called out on strikes. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Schult moves to second. Two outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Josh Billings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Billings strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Noon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon misplays the ball. That's an error on Brannon. Shea moves to second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray bunts towards the mound. Billings fields it and throws to first for the out. Gerber moves to second. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gerber moves to third. Two outs. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 0-for-1 in the game. Brannon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heilman hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fothergill takes first base on ball 4. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Heinie Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-1 in the game. Mainisch bunts towards third. McManus can't make a play. That's a base hit. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener misplays the ball. That's an error on Tavener. Mainisch moves to third. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-1 in the game. Shang strikes out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue bunts towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Mainisch scores. Schultz moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Browns, 1, Tigers, 1. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-1 in the game. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards first. Noon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McNeely for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns won, and the Tigers won. The Tigers will come to bat. Jackie Taubner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taubner is 0 for 1 in the game. Taubner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Gray, and towards O'Rourke, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Josh Billings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Billings is 0 for 1 in the game. Billings hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gerber hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rice. Gerber reaches second base with a double. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0 for 0 in the game. Gray bunts towards first. Noon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gray for the out. Gerber moves to third. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Rourke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gerber scores. It's 2-1, Browns. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 0 for 2 in the game. Brannan hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes O'Rourke. The throw from Shea and he is safe. O'Rourke steals second. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea throws to second, with Taubner covering, and has O'Rourke trapped. There's the throw to McManus who tags O'Rourke for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Noon hits a fly ball into left field. Maynish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field. Maynish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Maynish hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Schult hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Maynish scores. Schult moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-1, Browns. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0 for 2 in the game. Shang hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Schult tags and moves to third. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a line drive into left center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Schultz scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Browns. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Billings spins and fires to second, with Tavener covering, and Blue is picked off. Two outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 2 in the game. McNeely hits a line drive towards short. Tavener reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke juggles the ball. That's an error on O'Rourke. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. McManus hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 2 in the game. Tavener hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Fothergill trying to get to third. McNeely throws the ball into O'Rourke, who tags Fothergill for the out. Two outs. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Shea hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Gerber strikes out. One out. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0 for 0 in the game. Gray strikes out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Easterling pinch hits for Josh Billings. Paul Easterling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easterling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Noon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Noon for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber misplays the ball. That's an error on Gerber. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Lil Stoner now pitching. Larry Woodall now catching. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 0 for 3 in the game. Brannon bunts towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Manish hits a pop-up towards short. Tavner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Schulte hits a line drive into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Fothergill hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 3 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber misplays the ball. That's an error on Gerber. Jackie Tavner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tavner hits a fly ball into center field. Schulte settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 3 in the game. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Hargrave pinch hits for Lil Stoner. Jack Warner pinch runs for Larry Woodall. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave takes first base on ball 4. Warner moves to second. Ken Holloway pinch runs for Pinky Hargrave. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Noon hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Blaholder now pitching. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaholder fields it and throws to third for the out. Holloway moves to second. Two outs. Chick Galloway pinch runs for Charlie Gehringer. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaholder spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Blaholder. Holloway moves to third. Galloway moves to second. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Rice strikes out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.